Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. My name is Steph, and yesterday we brought in our little Jewel. She had a broken leg. She's got a little cast on it.
Okay, yes.
And, yeah, she's sort of attacking the cast.
Oh, okay. Has she destroyed it? Is it still on,
it's
or is it
come off?
It's not
but she's starting to pick at it, given that it's day one. He said it needs to be on for 2 weeks. So I just thought I'd touch base and see what the if she's just being bored and scratching at it, or if she needs that collar. He talked possibly about a collar.
Okay, let me just have a look. I wasn't actually here yesterday, so I'm just having a quick look and see what bandage we had on.
So it's just like a thick elastoplast
band. Yeah, they would have put an ultimate splint there. Now, what have we done? Have we actually frayed all that brown elastoplast type tape, or what's it looking like?
She's starting to fray it. Yeah.
She's starting to fray it a little bit? Okay. Is it still intact? Right, just on the edges?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me just pop you on hold. I have a chat with Dr. Brock, who saw
yes.
little one here, and I'll just see what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility to send a photo of what she's done to the actual cast?
Of course. Yep.
Yes, can
do
okay.
that. What's the best email, or do you have a number to send it to?
Yeah. I just do our email on file. It's exoticsvet@mail.com. But I'll just pop you on hold, and I'll just have a quick chat with Dr. Brock in the interim. Might be a minute there. Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience, as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience, as your call is important to us. thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats.
Are you there, Steph?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Hi, sorry, I just had to wait. He was just on a phone call to ask him about little Jill. But he said that they can chew a little bit at it and fray the ends, as long as they're obviously not destroying it to the point that it's coming apart or anything like that.
Yes.
We can put little tape tabs on, so if they're going to chew, they can choose those instead of the actual splint itself. What he has asked, before we do anything like putting a collar on or anything like that, if you can send that email to us so he can have a look at the photo and just see exactly what Jill has done to whether or not we need to do anything else. And then obviously we'll get back to you either by email or phone you. Is your phone number, I'll just confirm, 0404-197-069?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. If you can get a photo as close as possible as you can with some detail would be great. I know it can be difficult with birds to keep them still for 5 seconds to take that photo. But if you can, just send that through and I'll get Dr. Brock to have a look in between his consults, and then either myself or he will give you a call or email you back in regards to that, what the photo shows.
What was that email?
Exotics Vet. At mail.com. So exotics with an S, vet. Just single, V-E-T, at mail.com.
Oh, cool. Never heard of one of those before.
Yeah, no, neither did I until I started working here. I thought it was a Gmail type thing. But, it's just mail.com.
Okay, see what I can do.
Excellent.
I know.
Not a problem. Okay, we'll wait. But otherwise, we're quite bright and alert. We're eating. Everything's going well in that respect. Yeah.
It's just, I think, getting very frustrated being in a small space. She's like so used to being out and about flying and stuff.
I know. Yeah, it can be. Yeah. If you can do some foraging, do you do foraging with her or anything like that with her food or?
But just being a smaller space, I can definitely. She's definitely chewing the newspaper to shreds, so that's just going to hide some food around there.
Yeah, if you can get a hold on some natural tree branches or stuff that she could possibly destroy instead, that would be great. Obviously, they're going to go for something that's right in front of them, which obviously will be that cast, but hopefully we can try and do the branches and stuff on their native and everything haven't been sprayed or anything, that they'll be fine to pop in there and just see how you go.
Are there any, I guess, because we've been doing that bike with since we got her, are there any plants to avoid, like any native plants that are quite toxic to conures?
If you stick to some of the gum branches, your bottle brush, your grevilleas, things like that are all okay. If it's weeping or white sap or anything, I'll definitely avoid it. Or any plants that you're unsure of, I wouldn't put them in. You can put your lily pillies and branches and stuff in, as long as obviously they're not by a roadside that they could have been sprayed by council or anything like that. Definitely just your native branches is the way to go.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much, Kerry. I really
Not a
appreciate
problem.
It. And
That's
I'll send
fine.
That through soon.
Not a problem. We'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.